From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Today, we're coming to you from WGBH Radio in Boston. This week, we're visiting the Emerging Technology Conference, MTEC, at MIT in Cambridge. Put on by the publication Technology Review, MTEC's had a bunch of speakers who are pushing tech industries forward, like Google's Mary Lou Jepsen and Pebble smartwatch founder Eric Mijakovsky. But along with exciting stories about innovation are new challenges. Kara Miller is the host of WGBH show Innovation Hub, and she joins me to talk about her favorite things at MTEC. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
So, you've been to MTEC a few years now, and you say it's your favorite tech conference in Boston. Tell me what you've seen that's really fringe and weird and that you think may be big in the next few years.
I think the thing that blew me away the most was that we are really entering this era of big data for cities. Rio, for example, is a pioneer with command centers for their cities so people can know what the flooding is going to be like after the rains fall to within a couple of centimeters and the rains haven't fallen yet. That kind of blows your mind.
But there's a challenge in this too, right? Which is, the more data we bring in, the more data we have to store. We have to know how to actually deal with it and leverage it.
It is a big issue, but I also think you've got these incredible technologies like Watson, right, which was on Jeopardy a couple of years ago.
Sure.
But is now being deployed by IBM to sit there and crunch those millions and billions of points of data that are coming in and figure out, okay, how do you make meaning from this data?
But there are some challenges as well in cities in terms of how the government deals with some of this innovation that's happening.
Oh, there's no question about it. In fact, one of the most striking maps I saw was the tweets that came after Hurricane Sandy. So many tweets came out of Manhattan. Hardly any came out of New Jersey, Atlantic City. And you know those were places that were severely hurt. So there is this potential for a gap between the rich and the poor when it comes to data and a kind of a data discrimination.
Kara Miller is the host of Innovation Hub, which airs on Saturdays on WGBH in Boston. Kara, thank you very much.
Thank you.